Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Now, Be'ezras Hashem is starting Perek HaMakabo, which begins with the Gemara Daf Kof Gimel Amud Aleph. As we find on the Gemara later on Daf Kof Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara Daf Kof Dalet Amud Aleph explains that the first two Mishnayos of our Perek are referring both to Cheker and to Kablin. In other words, there are two ways with which one can be a Kabbalah Asada. Either one can be a Kabbalah Asada as a Kablan, which Rashi explains to mean an Aris, or one can be a Kabbalah Asada as a Chaker. And the first Mishnayos of our Perek are referring both to Chaker and to Kablan. Mikan ve'elach, de'i seba Kabbalnusa, le'i seba Chakunusa, de'i seba Chakunusa, le'i seba Kabbalnusa. Now, to explain the difference between a Chaker and a Kablan, we find two differences between a Chaker and a Kablan. The first difference is that by a Kablan, both the Baal Bayis and the Kablan have a right to take a certain percentage of whatever the Sada produces. On the other hand, by a Chaker, the Chaker has to give the Baal Bayis a certain amount no matter what the Sada produces. Based on the first Chilek, the second Chilek between a Kablan and a Chaker is that by a Kablan, the Baal Bayis only has a right to take from whatever the Sada produces. If the Sada did not produce anything, then the Kabbalah will not be mechuyev to give the Baal Asada anything. Since again, the entire schos of the Baal Asada is that he has a right to take a certain percentage of whatever the Asada produces. On the other hand, by a chiker is mechuyev to give the Baal Asada a certain amount, even if the Asada does not produce anything. And as Rashi explains later on in Daf Kof Vav Beis, a chiker has the ability to mechuyev himself either to give the Baal Asada peiros, or he can mechuyev himself to give the Baal Asada mois. From that we find that a chaker is mechuyev to give the Baal Asada a set amount even if the Asada did not produce anything. From there one sees we consider a chaker like a seicher. In other words, a chaker is renting the Asada, and he is mechuyev to pay a set amount for the rental of the Asada. And for that reason, even if the Asada did not produce anything, but still the chaker is mechuyev to pay a set amount since he rented the Asada. And so too we find in the Tesefta and Demayim Perek Vav Halacha Beis that the Tesefta says, Ma bein seicher v'chaker, ha seicher b'moyes v'chaker b'peiris. In other words, a chaker is considered like a seicher. The only difference between a chaker and a seicher is that the seicher is mechayev himself to pay money, on the other hand, the chaker is mechayev himself to pay peiris. And so too is mefurish in the Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Chiyus Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam says as follows: Echad haseicher mechaveri sada lezara, ay kerem lecha peiresa bedamim, ay shesachar imenu peires ktsuvim, kigun shesachar imenu sada zu be'esrim kor b'shana, ve'kerem ze be'esrim kadayayin b'choshana, shneim din echad yeshuhen, v'aseicher be'peires hu hanikra chiker. So again, one clearly sees in the Rambam that a chiker is considered like a seicher. And for that reason, he's mechuyev to pay the Baal Asada, even if the Asada did not produce anything for the rental of the Asada. In the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that by a chiker we find that there is a halacha, that a chiker can say, Chiti da'arei kaboina. In other words, if let's say the chiker wants to pay the Baal Asada from chitim that he buys min hashok, even though the Asada did produce chitim, the Baal Asada can tell the chiker, I want chitim from my karka. And the chaker does not have a right to pay the Baal Asada from chitim that he buys min hashok. Now, a chaker, one can explain pshat and that halacha in one of two ways. Either one can explain pshat and that halacha by saying that even though we consider a chaker as a regular seicher, and therefore whatever the Asada produces belongs to the chaker, but still, the chaker is mechayev himself either to give peiros min hasada if the sada produces, or if the sada does not produce, he is mechayev himself to buy peiros min hashok and pay the Baal Asada from peiros that he buys min hashok. That there is a halacha of chiti da'arei kabaina is only because that was the schayvas of the chaker. Since the Baal Asada wants chitim from his karka, for that reason the chaker was an schayev in giving the Baal Asada chitin from the karka of the Baal Asada if the Asada produces chitin. But again, what is taking place, even if chitin grew on the karka, is that the chaker is taking his chitin that he himself owns and paying the Baal Asada with the chitin of the chaker. That is one mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the Gemara later on Daf Kof Hei Amud Aleph. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the Gemara later on Daf Kof Hei Amud Aleph is by saying that we consider the Baal Asada as a shutif in the Sada. And even though as far as part of the Sada is concerned, the Chaker has a Kinyan Peiris in part of the Sada, but we do not consider that the Chaker has a Kinyan Peiris in the entire Sada. And if Chitim grew in the Karka, the Halacha is that the Baal Sada owns those Chitim. Since again the Baal Sada did not relinquish his ownership in the Karka, he is still considered a partial owner in the Kinyan Peiris of the Karka together with the Chaker. Therefore that the Baal Sada can tell the Chaker Chitim me'arei kaboina is because those Chitim belong to him. And the Baal Sada has a right to be Teveya his Chitim. In the Mishnah later on in Daf Kaf Hei on the base, we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha: Amakabal Sada mechaveri vacha chaga v'nishtefa makas medina himenake loy min chakurei. That if something happened to the produce of the Sada, if whatever happened to the produce of the Sada is considered a makas medina, then the halacha is that the chaker has a right to himenake to the Baal Sada min chakurei, and the chaker does not have to pay the Baal Sada the amount that they made up, but rather he has a right to menake from the amount that they made up. Rabbi Yehuda goes on to say that im kibla himenu b'moyes benkach uvenkach einay menake lay minchakurei. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we say that the chaker has a right to menake minchakurei. If the maka that took place was a makas medina, is only in a case that the chaker was makaba upon himself that he's mechuyev to pay the Baal Asada with peiris. But if the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay the Baal Asada with Moyes, then the Chaker cannot be Menachem in Chakurei even if the Makah that took place was a Makas Medina. Now, Chayon has to understand, according to Behuda, what is the difference if the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay Peiris, or the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay Moyes? Well, Chayon, one can explain Pshat in the sheet of Behuda as follows, that Behuda differentiates between if the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay Peiris, or the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay Moyes, is because if the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay Moyes, then we consider as if all the Peiris belong to the Chaker, and the Chaker was Seicher the entire Sada, and therefore he has a Kinyan Peiris in the entire Sada. On the other hand, in a case that the Chaker was Chaker a Peiris, and the Chaker was Mechayiv himself to give the Baal Sada Peiris, then we do not consider as if the Chaker has a Kinyan Peiris in the entire Sada, but rather we consider as if the Baal Sada himself is a Shutif in the Kinyan Peiris of the Sada. And therefore, Behuda understands that we say that there is a Lacha that by Makas Medina Menakele Min Chakurei is only in a case that we consider the Baal Sada as if he has a Shutifus in the Sada, and therefore the Makah affects him as much as it affects the Chaker himself. And for that reason, the Lacha is Menakele Min Chakurei. On the other hand, in a case that the Chaker is Mechayiv himself to pay money, that then we consider that the Chaker is the entire Baal HaPeiris, and we no longer consider the Baal HaSada as a Shutif in the Kinyan Peiris of the Sada. For that reason, even if a Makas Medina took place, the Halacha is the one is not Menakem and Chakurei, since the Baal HaSada was not affected by the Makas Medina. The only person was affected by the Makas Medina was the Chaker, since all the Peiris in the Sada belonged to the Chaker. The Baal HaSada was not affected by the Makah, and for that reason the Halacha is that by Chaker B'moyes we will say Einei Menakele Min Chakurei. That is a Chaker, how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This Shaila, as far as how to understand Chaker, is a seeming machoikas harishenim later on in the Gemara and Daf Kofdaud on the base. That the Gemara brings down the following case, who gave the Kabbalah of Shumshimi. Someone is makabel karka to plant in the karka of Shumshimin. Zara chiti, of the chiti tfeimin Shumshimi. Instead of planting Shumshimin, he planted a chitim, and the chitim were more matzliach than the Shumshimin. Savar Ravina Amemar Yoavoy Shvacha de Beini Beini. Ravina thought to say that the person who was Makabal Arlo Shum Shemi has a right to take the amount of the Chitim or Matzliach more than Shum Shemin. On that, Avacham Yidufti says, Atu hu Ashbach Arloi Ashbacha. And for that reason, we say that the person who was Makabal Arlo Shum Shemi with Arlo Chita does not have a right to take all the Shvacha of the Chitim over Shum Shemin. Now, as far as how to explain the case of the Gemara of Hugaver de Kibo Aro Shumshim, we find a tremendous Machaikis Harishainim. Rashi explains that our Gemara is referring to a Chaker. On the other end, the Ravid argues, and the Ravid explains that our Gemara is referring to a Kablin. And so, too, we find in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch bring down our Gemara, that our Gemara is referring to a carbon and not to a chaker. From that, the Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara that our Gemara is referring to a chaker. And even though our Gemara is referring to a chaker, still our Gemara says that the Baal Karka has a right to take part of the Shvach of the Chitim, since he can say, Arya Ashpecha. From here one sees that Rashi understands that even by a chaker, we consider as if the Baal Sadeh is a shutef in the produce of the Sadeh. And therefore we can say, Ara Huda Ashpecha. Had we said that a chaker is the entire bailam over the produce of the Sadeh, just he has a chiv to pay the Baal Sadeh a certain amount of payas, then the Baal Karka should no longer be able to taina Ara Huda Ashpecha, and therefore he should not have a right to take any part of the Shvach of the Chitim, which is more than the amount that the Chaker was Mechayiv himself to give to the Baal HaSadeh. That the Ravid argues in Rashi, and the Ravid explains Pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is referring to a Kabbalan, one can say is because the Ravid argues on the Yisoid of Rashi, and the Ravid understands that by a Chaker, the Baal HaSadeh cannot say, Ara Huda Ashpecha. And therefore the Baal HaSadeh will not have any right to take part of the Shvach of the Chitim, but rather the chayker will only be mechuyev to give the Baal HaSadeh whatever they made up. That is a chayker, the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Ravid. That we mentioned, that the Ravid understands that by chayker we consider that the chayker owns all the produce of the Sadeh, so too is mefurish in the Rif. That the Rif, on Daf Samachalaf Malaf Vedape Rif, says as follows, that by chayker einoy baal karka betfuas hakarka kvum. In other words, the Baal Karka has absolutely no bailus on the produce of the Karka. The entire produce belongs to the Chaker. So again, we have a seeming machlokes harishonim as far as how to understand Chaker. Do we consider a Chaker as if the Chaker is the entire bailum over the kimpeis of the Sadeh? Or do we say that even by a Chaker, the Baal Sadeh still has a bailus in the kinyapeis of the Sadeh? Just we consider both the chaker and the Baal Sadeh as shotfin in the kinyapeis of the Sadeh. And so too we find is a machlokes between the Rash and Demai Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, as the Tosfos explains, and the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. That as the Tosfos explains, Vishitas HaRash, the Rash understands that even by chaker we consider as if the Baal Sadeh owns part of the produce of the Sadeh, and he owns according to the Chilak HaMegia Loi from the Chakiros. On the other hand, the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos argues, and the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos understands that all the produce belongs to the Chaker. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha, Omer Rav Yosef, Bukhra, V'tav Savar Kavta, V'koni de Chizru de Baal Bayis, V'chizru Gufei Darisa, Kvola de Milsa, Kol Iker Balma de Baal Bayis Natirusa Yeserita Darisa. In other words, the Iker Shmiras HaSadeh is the Achrayas of the Baal HaSadeh. Natirusa Yeserita, which Rashi explains to mean, Shenil Isa Hokomi Olev Shweitztarech Hotshreyach Kval Bishmirasa, is up to the Aris. The Gemara goes on to say, Vom Rav Yosef Moro Zvil Avidav Ovid Anuka de Baal Bayis Arisa Ovid Beya Ori. In the Torah Nechosh Mishpan and Simen Shenuchaf, we find that the Torah brings down the following machlokes harishonim. If these two halachas apply to chaker as well or only to a kablan. The first shita that the Torah brings down understands that these halachas apply both to chaker and a kablan. And even by a chaker, it is the achrayas of the Baal HaSadeh to give the chaker Bukhra, V'tavsa, V'arkavta, V'koni, de Chizra. And so too it is the achrayas of the Baal HaSadeh to give to the chaker Moro, Zvila, V'dav, V'zarnuka. On the other hand, the Yishayimim that the Torah brings down argues, and the Yishayimim understands that by a chaker ein al Baal HaSadeh kvum, and the Baal HaSadeh does not have to give the chaker anything. He doesn't have to give the chaker the ikar shmira, and he does not have to give the chaker whatever is necessary to mashke the sadeh. Now, one has to understand pshat in the machlokes harishonim, what is pshat in this machlokes, if these halachas apply to a chaker as well or not. Well, here one can explain that the basis of this machlokes harishonim is dependent upon the two tzadim that we mentioned before as far as how to understand a chaker. If we understand that a chaker has the entire bailus on the payas of the sadeh, and we consider the chaker as a seicher on the entire sadeh, or do we say that the chaker is only considered a shutef in the kinyan payas of the sadeh? But the Baal HaSadeh has a chaluk in the payas of the sadeh as well. If we are to understand that we can say the Cheker is a Seicher on the entire Sada, by Seicher it is Pasha that there is no such din, that the Baal Sada is Mechuyiv to give the Seicher the Iker Shmir of the Sada, and so too there is no such halacha that the Baal Sada is Mechuyiv to give the Seicher whatever is necessary in order to mashke the Sada, but rather it is entirely up to the Seicher, since the entire Sada, the entire Kinyan of the Sada belongs to the Seicher. And for that reason, the Yishayim understands that these halachas only apply to a makabel and not to a cheker. That the first sheet understands that these halachas apply to a cheker as well is only because the first sheet understands that by a cheker we consider as if the Baal Sada is a shutif together with the cheker. And therefore, when the cheker is planting peiros in the Sada and is taking care of the Sada, he is not only taking care of his peiros in the Sada, but rather he is taking care of the peiros of the Baal HaSada as well. And for that reason, the first sheet understands that these halachas apply to a cheker as well. Even by a cheker, the Baal Sada is mechuyev to give the cheker whatever is necessary for the ikar shmira of the sada, and he is mechuyev to give the cheker whatever is necessary in order to mashke the sada, since it is no longer only the responsibility of the cheker, since the peiros of the baal sada are also being taken care of. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the machlekes at the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch being down in Siman Shin Chaf. Another mahalach as far as how to explain this machlekes is by saying that the machlekes is dependent upon the following shaila. Do we consider a cheker like the poyel of the Baal HaSada, or do we not consider the cheker as a poyel of the Baal HaSada? In other words, besides for that a cheker is considered like a seicher, and a cheker is renting the Sada, do we say that a cheker is also considered the poyel of the Baal HaSada, and he is mechuyev to work in the Sada, since he is considered a worker for the Baal HaSada? Or do we say that a cheker is only a seicher, and he is not considered a worker for the Baal HaSada, and he is not mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSada? Based on these two tzadim, one can explain pshat in the machlekes that the Torah brings down as follows. That we find in our Gemara that the Baal HaSada is mechuyev to supply the Iker Shmiras HaSada, and the Baal HaSada is mechuyev to supply whatever is necessary in order to mashke the Sada. That is a halacha in Schiras Poyalim. When someone hires a worker to work for him, he is mechuyev to supply the worker with the Iker Shmiras HaSada, and he is mechuyev to supply the worker with the ability to mashke the Sada. And the Poyal is only mechuyev to actually be Shemer the Sada, and to actually be mashke the Sada. But what he needs in order to be Shemer the Sada, and what he needs in order to mashke the Sada, is responsibility of the Baal HaSada. Now that we explain that the halacha that the Baal HaSada is mechuyev to supply whatever is mentioned in our Gemara is halacha in Schiras Poyalim, for that reason we find a machlekes in the Torah if the halacha of our Gemara applies to a cheker as well or not. And the machlekes is dependent upon the two tzadim that we mentioned before. If we consider a cheker as a poyel of the Baal HaSada, and he is mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSada in the Sada, or do we say that a cheker is only a seicher, and therefore he is not mechuyev to work in the Sada? The first sheet of the Torah understands that a cheker has a chiyuv to work in the Sada, and the cheker has a chiyuv to take care of the Sada and to plant the Sada. And therefore, since the cheker is a worker for the Baal HaSada, for that reason, the Baal HaSada is mechuyev to supply the cheker whatever is necessary for his work. On the other hand, the second sheet of the Torah understands that a cheker is not mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSada. The cheker is not considered the poyel of the Baal HaSada, and all the cheker is just that he is renting the Sada. And since a cheker is not considered the poyel of the Baal HaSada, and he is not mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSada, for that reason the halacha of our Gemara does not apply to a cheker, since again the halacha of our Gemara is halacha in Schiras Poyelim, that the Baal HaSada is mechuyev to supply for the poyel whatever is necessary for the pu'ua of the poyo. In the Mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Tavad Amud Aleph, we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha: Makabal sada mechaveiro yivira. Shaman oisa kameru yola says for noisnoi, shakach kaisavoy moiver voy ever a shalom bemetva. Rashi explains that of the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tavad Amud Aleph cannot be referring both to a cheker and to a kabbalan, is because bechakronos oishaicha ha, to my shaman ika, chakirusa yitain loi. In other words, that the Mishnah says Shomin Isa Kamaruyo Asis cannot possibly apply to a chiker, since a chiker is mechuyev a set amount, and therefore his chiyuv will not be dependent upon a shuma. The Ramban on the other end explains that the reason why the Mishnah cannot be referring to a chiker, and the Mishnah is only referring to a mekabel, is because by chiker the halacha will be that he is menakawe minach hakira shvacha oret shehoyusa b'teila v'yasu b'peiris. And so too is mashmos of the Rambam Perches Milchus Chiras Halacha Yud Gimel. In other words, by a chiker, the Ramban understands that the chiker will not have to give the set amount to the Baal HaSadeh, since the chiker can tell the Baal HaSadeh, with that I did not work on your sadeh had a shvach. Had I worked on your sadeh would have been hokhesha, and therefore I do not have to give the amount of chakiras that we made up. And therefore the halacha by chakiras will be menakele min chakurai. And for that reason, the Mishnah can only be referring to a kabon and not to a chaker. Only by a kabon will we say that he gives kefi the shuma of the sada, and he is not menake from the kabonos. From Rashi and other Rishonim, one sees that Rashi and other Rishonim argue, and Rashi and other Rishonim understand that even by a chaker, we will not be menakele min chakurai. And we will not be menake according to the amount that the karka was not hochesha, since he was not zeireya the karka. Here one can explain that the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban is dependent upon the previous shaila, if a chiker has a chiv to work in the sada or not. Is the chiker a poyel of the bala sada or not? The Ramban understands that a chiker is not machuyev to work in the sada, since a chiker is only considered a seicher of the sada. And since a chiker is not machuyev to work in the sada, for that reason, if he did not work, he did not do anything wrong, and therefore the Ramban differentiates between a chaker and a kabon, and only by a kabon do we say that the kabon cannot be menakelei min kabonusai, since a kabon is mechuyev to work, and since a kabon is mechuyev to work, if he did not work, and he did not do what he was supposed to do, he cannot be menakelei min kabonusai, based on that there was no chashadara. On the other hand, a chaker, the Ramban understands that a chaker is not mechuyev to work, and since a chaker is not mechuyev to work, he did not do anything wrong by not working, and therefore he has the ability to menakele min chakronusai according to the amount of that the karka was not hokhesha. That, Rashi argues, one can say, is because Rashi understands that even a chaker has a chiyuv to work. And if a chaker did not work, he did not do what he was supposed to do. And since he did not do what he was supposed to do, for that reason, even a chiker does not have the ability to menakle min chakronusai according to the amount that the karka was not hokhesha. So again, by chiker, which as we explained before, that a chiker is a seichem for the reason a chiker is mechuyev to pay the baal sadeh, even if the karka did not produce anything, but still there is a machlokes harishenim as far as that we find later on in the Gemara, on daf kof hei amud aleph, and the Mishnah later on daf kof vav amud beis, that the chiker is mechuyev to give the baal sadeh the produce of the sada if the sada produced. He cannot say, I will be like keach min ashok. Is the pshat that really the chiker is considered a seicher on the entire sada, and all the produce of the sada belongs to the chiker? Just part of the chiyus of the chiker is that the sada produces, he is mechuyev to give the baal sada from the produce of the actual sada, which is a shita of the Rif, the Rambam, and so too is a shita of the Ravid. Or do we understand that the chiker is mechuyev to give the baal sadeh from the produce of the sadeh is because we consider the baal sadeh as a shutif in the sadeh, and we do not consider the chiker as a seicher on the entire sadeh, but rather there is a shutfus taking place, and that the baal sadeh has a right to be teveya from the produce of the sadeh is because the produce of the sadeh belongs to him. He is a partial owner in the produce of the sadeh, which, as we mentioned before, is how the Tais Yontif explains Pshat in the Rash and Demai Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, and so too Chayr Zashita Rashi later on and Daf Kuf Daod on a base. That is the first machlokes that we find as far as a chiker is concerned. The second machlokes that we find as far as chiker is if we consider a chiker as a poyel of the Baal HaSadeh or not. Do we say that besides for that he is considered a seicher, but he is also mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSadeh? This shaila is v'chayr the machlokes between the two shitas that the Torah brings down, and so too v'chayr is the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, As far as the Mishnah Daf Kuf Daled Amud Aleph is concerned, now let us discuss what a kabon is. As we mentioned before, the halacha of a kabon is that a kabon is only mechuyev to give the Baal Sada from the produce of the Sada. If the Sada did not produce anything, he is not mechuyev to give anything to the Baal Sada. And that he is mechuyev to give to Baal Sada from the produce of the Sada is only a certain percentage of whatever the Sada produces. Now one has to understand, how are we to explain what a kabon is? Do we understand that a kabon is considered a shutif in the sada, and therefore they split up whatever the sada produces proportionately? Or do we say that a kabon is not considered a shutif in the sada, but rather the entire sada belongs to the Baal Sada? All a kabon is that a kabon is considered a worker for the Baal Sada, and the Baal Sada is mechuyev to pay the worker a certain percentage of whatever the Sada produces. In the Bach in Yerdea, the end of Simen Shin Ramad Aleph, we find that the Bach clearly says that by a kablin, all the pears that grow in the Sada belong to the Baal Sada. Just the Baal Sada is mechuyev to give a certain percentage of the pears to the kablin as payment for his work. That is the sheet of the Bach as far as how to understand what a kabon is. And so to Achir is Mavur in the Talmidei Rashba later on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. And on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that the Talmidei Rashba understands that by a kabon we will apply the halacha of that a poyo is yochel lachzer by bechatzi ayoim. And if the kabon decides to be chazer, he has the ability to be chazer. Achir, that he has the ability to be chazer is based on that the Talmidei Rashba understands that an Arius is a regular payal, and an Arius is not considered a shutif in the kinyupayas of the karka. And since an Arius is only considered a payal for that reason, we will apply to an Arius the halach of a payal, that a payal is yochel achzer by bechatzi hayoim. In our Mishnah, we find the following halach, and the Mishnah says, a makabal sada mechaveroi, vihi beis ha-shochin oi beis ha-ilon, yavish ha-mayin v'niktat ha-ilon, einoi menakeloi min chakuroi. On the other hand, the Mishnah goes on to say, "Amar Eichakarli Sada Beis Hashachin Zu, a Sada Beis Ilan Ze Yavish Hamayim V'Niktzat Ilan Menakulei Menachakurei." The Gemara asks on that how we learned in the Reisha of our Mishnah that by Yavish Hamayim V'Niktzat Ilan Einay Menakulei Menachakurei. The Gemara asks, "Hey Chidami, Ilema Di Yavish Nara Rabba Amay Einay Menakulei Menachakurei Neimulei Makas Medina Hi." Now to explain Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara, we find a tremendous Machlekes HaRishayinim. In the Ramban, we find that the Ramban explains Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara, that our Gemara is only asking on Chakiros. That by Chakiros we should say that since what took place is a Makas Medina, therefore we should say Menakele Min Chakurei. But our Gemara is not asking on Kabonis. As far as Kabonis is concerned, our Gemara understands even by Makas Medina we will not say Menakele Min Kabonusai. On the other hand, the Rambam in Parakhes Milchaschiris Hochadal argues, and the Rambam in Parakhes Milchaschiris Hochadal explains that the Kasha of our Gemara is a Kasha not only on Chakiris but rather on Kabonis as well. And even by Kabonis, we should say Menakele Min Kabonus if the Maka was a Makas Medina. Now, to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that the Kasha of our Gemara is even on Kabonis. And even on Kabonis, our Gemara asks that since the Maka that took place was a Makas Medina, for that reason we should say Menakele Min Kabonusai, we find two Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. In the Talmidei HaRashba, we find that the Talmidei HaRashba approved from this Rambam, that the Rambam understands that we learned later on. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, we mentioned before, that by Makas Medina, the halacha is Menakele Min Chakurei, that halacha applies to Kabonus as well, and even by Kabonus we will say Menakele Min Kabonusai. And for that reason, the Talmidei HaRashba go on to say that from that Rashi in Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis explains Pshat in the Mishnah, that the halacha of Menakeh only applies to Chakiris and not to Kabonis. From Rashi one sees that Rashi argues on the Rambam, and Rashi understands that the Kash of our Gemara is only a Kash on Chakiris and not a Kash on Kabonis like the Shita of the Ramban, since by Kabonis we do not apply the halacha of the Mishnah of Menakeh Min Chakurei. The Goyin on the other end in Shulchan Aruch explains Pshat in the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban with another Mahalach. And the Goyin explains that both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that the halacha of the Mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, that says that by Makas Medina we are not going in Chakuri, that halacha only applies to Chakiras and not to Kabonis. That, and the Rambam explains that the kasha of our Gemara is a kasha on Kabonis as well, is based on that we find in Taisis Nafkuf Da'arim and Aleph, that Taisis explains that by Makas Medina of Yovesh Hamayin Veniksa Tzayilon, if it is very hard for the Kabon to get water to Yimashke the Sada, the Kabon is not Mechuyiv to get water to Yimashke the Sada. And the Kabon has a right to say that I'm going to suffice with whatever water the Sada will receive without me being Mashke the Sada. And even though generally speaking by Kabon, the halacha is that if a Kabon does not do what he is supposed to do and does not work on the Sada, he is Mechuyiv to pay Kafi what the Sada would have made had he worked on the Sada. But by a Makas Medina, and the water is not readily available, he is no longer responsible to work on the Sada, and therefore he is no longer responsible to give the Baal Sada what the Sada could have produced had he worked on the Sada. For that reason, the Goyin goes on to say that if he did work on the Sada, and he was Mashke the Sada, even though he was not responsible to Mashke the Sada, in such a case, he will have a right to menakele min kabonusai, and he will be able to take whatever is extra in the sada based on the extra work that he put in that he was not responsible to put in. And the Baal Sada will only take proportionately to whatever the sada would have produced had the kabon not put in the extra work to imashke the sada that he was not responsible to do. According to the pshat of the Goyin, the Rambam also agrees that the Mishnah on Afkafim Beis that says Menakoim and Chakurai is only applicable to a Chaker and not to a Kabon. Only as far as our Mishnah is concerned, that the Kabon went and put in extra work, do we say that he has a right to Menakoim min Kabonusai. According to the Pshat of the Goyin, it comes out, according to the Goyin, the Machoikis, Harishenim, is dependent upon the following Shaila. In a case that it is hard for the Kabon to get the water that is necessary in order to Mashke the Sada, do we say that since he is no longer responsible to Mashke the Sada, for that reason he has the ability to Menakoi Min Kabonusai, or do we say that even where he is not responsible to Mashke the Sada, but still he cannot be Menakoi Min Kabonusai? The Rambam understands that wherever the Kabon is not responsible to Mashke the Sada, if he goes in his Mashke the Sada, he has the ability to Menakoi Min Kabonusai. On the other hand, the Ramban and other Rishonim argue, and the Ramban and other Rishonim understand, that even where the Kabon is not responsible, but still if he did the extra work, he cannot be Menakoi Min Kabonusai, and the Baal Sada will still take his portion from whatever the Sada produced. And we do not say that since the Kabon was not responsible, therefore whatever extra the Sada produced, because he went and was Mashke the Sada, that part should not be included in the portion of the Baal Sada, but rather even that portion is included in the portion of the Baal Sada. The Baal Sada has a right to take from that chilek proportionately. Now here one has to understand Pshat and the Machlekes HaRishenim according to the Goyin. What is the basis of the Machlekes HaRishenim if in a case of the Kabon is not responsible to work? If that is a reason to Menakoi Min Kabonusai, and if that is a reason to take away from the portion of the Baal Sada. Bechor, one can explain that the Machlekes HaRishenim is dependent upon the previous Tutsadon that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the Kabon. Do we understand that a Kabon is a Shutif, or do we understand that a Kabon is just a Payo, and that he takes a certain percentage of the produce of the Sada is just his Char, that is his payment for the work that he did? But he is not a shutif in the kinyan peiros of the Sada. If we are to understand that a Kabon is just a worker, and he is working for the Baal Sada, and the Baal Sada is mechuyev to give him a certain percentage for his work, for that reason we will say that that percentage is dependent upon the work that he is responsible to do. If he does work that he is not responsible to do, then he will get more schar. And therefore the Rambam explains Pshat in the Kash of our Gemara that if the Mako is a Makas Medina, we will say Menaka loy min kabonusai, since then the Kabon is not responsible to work extra. He's not responsible to go Mimashka the Sada. On the other hand, the Ramban understands that a Kabon is a Shutif in the Sada, and that he takes a certain percentage is based on that he is a Shutif in the Sada. And he is taking proportionately according to the shutfas that he has in the kinyan peiros of the Sada. And for that reason, the Ramban understands that even if the Kabon went and did work that he was not responsible to do, but still he will not take a bigger portion. he will still take this same exact portion that he would have taken without the extra work, since that he is taking a portion of the Sada is only based on the Shutzvus that he has in the Sada. And no matter how much work he does, the Shutzvus remains the same. And for that reason, the Ramban understands that even by Makas Medina, we will not say Menakue Min Kavonusai. That is the basis of Machlekes HaRishonim according to the Goyin. Now, according to the Talmidei HaRashba, who explains that the basis of the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban is dependent upon how to explain Pshat in the Mishnah later on, Daf Kofeim HaBeis, that the Mishnah says, I makas Medina, we are menakleim and chakurei. If that halacha applies to Kaban as well or not, Lachira, one can explain the basis of the Machlekes HaRishonim in one of two ways. Either one can explain the basis of the Machlekes HaRishonim, that the Machlekes HaRishonim is dependent upon how to understand the halacha of the Mishnah, that by Makas Medina Menakoi Menchakurei, that either one can explain Pshat and the halacha of the Mishnah Menakoi Menchakurei, because we say that when they made up a certain amount, that the Chaker is Mechuyiv to the Baal HaSadeh, the amount that they made up was dependent upon that a Makas Medina would not take place. And therefore there is an umdina de muchach, that if a makas medina takes place, the amount of chakiras will change. Is that the pshat in halacha menakleim and chakurei? Or do we explain the halacha of menakleim and chakurei as we find in Rashi later on daf kafei mebeis? The Rashi explains pshat in halacha menakleim and chakurei by makas medina by saying that by makas medina, we say that the makas medina affected the chiluk of the Baal HaSadeh as well as it affected the chiluk of the chaker. And since the chiluk of the Baal HaSadeh was affected by the Makas Medina, for that reason the halacha is menake loy min chakurei. So again, as we find in Rashi explains that halacha menake min chakurei is based on that we say that the chiluk of the Baal HaSadeh was affected by the Makas Medina. And since his chiluk was affected, for that reason the halacha is menake min chakurei. The other tzad, as far as how to explain menake min chakurei, is by saying that by Makas Medina, the entire deal changed. And there's an umdina de muchach that the entire deal that was set up by the chakiros was only set up if a makas medina will not take place. If a makas medina will take place, then the amount of chakiros will be different, and the amount of chakiros will be dependent upon the makas medina. And so to his mashmos of teisus narasugya b'di yamascha menakwe mechakurai, according to the pshat of the marasha. We'll hear these two tzadim as far as how to explain menakwe mechakurai is dependent upon the shayla that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the chayker. Do we understand that by chakiros there is a shutfus in the kinyan peiros of the sada, and the Baal HaSadeh is a shutf in the kinyan peiros of the sada, or do we say that by chayker the chayker is the entire Baal on the kinyan peiros of the sada, just he is mechuyev to pay the Baal HaSadeh for the schiros of the sada by giving him peiros from the sada? Only if you are to say, which as we mentioned before is a shita of Rashi, that chakiras is a shutfus, can one explain, like Rashi explained pshat in the Mishnah Daf Kofei, that we say menakwe mechakuri is because we say that the chiluk of the Baal HaSadeh was also affected by the Makas Medina. Since again the Baal HaSadeh has a chiluk in the peiros of the Sadeh, and therefore one can say that his chiluk was affected. On the other hand, if we are to understand that by a chaker, all the payers belong to the chaker, since the chaker was seicher the entire sada, and he has a kinyan payers in the entire sada, then one cannot say, as Rashi explains, that the chiluk of the Baal HaSadeh was affected by the Makas Medina, since the Baal HaSadeh does not have a chiluk. And for that reason, one will have to explain that we say menakwe mechakurei is only because we say that the original deal, the original hischaivus of the chaker, was dependent upon that a Makas Medina will not take place, and if a Makas Medina takes place, then there will be Menakoi Mechakuri dependent upon the severity of the Makas Medina. Based on these, Solomon can explain that the Machoikas are Yishenim according to Talmidei HaRashba, if the Halacha Menakoi Mechakuri applies to Kavanas as well, is dependent upon these two tzadim, if we are to understand, like Rashi explains, that the Halacha of Menakoi Mechakuri is because we say that the Chiluk of the Baal HaSadeh was affected with the Makas Medina, for that reason the halacha of the Mishnah will only apply to chakiras and not to kabonos, which as we mentioned before is a shita of Rashi, as Rashi goes on to say that by kabonos my menaki ika mashiyim tzu yachoiku, since even if his chiluk was affected, but still he will take proportionately to the amount of the sadeh produced, and whatever the sadeh produced, he will take a chiluk in whatever the sadeh produced. only if we are to understand with the other tzad, that the halacha menachem echakuri is based on that. That the entire deal to begin with was dependent upon that. The makas medina will not take place, and there's an umdino de muchach, that if a makas medina will take place, then the deal will be modified according to the severity of the makas medina, then one can say that the halacha menachem echakuri of the Mishnah will apply to a kabon as well. And even by a kabon, we will say that if a makas medina takes place, there is an umdino de muchach that the deal will have to be modified according to the severity of the makas medina. And therefore, even by kabonus, we will say menakoi me kabonusai. That is one mahalach with which one can explain a pshat in the machlokes harishanim according to the talmidei Rashba. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the machlokes harishanim according to the talmidei Rashba. If one can explain that the Mishnah Daf Kaf Hei Beis is referring to kabonus as well, or only to chakiros, is by saying, as we mentioned before, that the machlokes is dependent upon how to understand a kabon. Is a kabon considered a shutif in the sada or not? If a kabon is considered a shutif, and a shutfus is a certain percentage in the peris of the sada, then even by makas medina, his shutfus will remain the same. And each one will take according to their portion whatever the sada produced. And even though the sada did not produce as much as it would have produced had a makas medina not taken place, but still their shutvus remains the same, and each one takes kefi chalkam. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the way a kabon works is that a kabon is a poyo, and he's getting paid for the pu'ua that he does, then one can say that the schar that they made up was dependent upon that a makas medina will not take place. And the schar that they made up was a certain amount of peyres dependent upon the regular production of the sada. And therefore the sada does not produce as much. Since a makas medina took place, the kabon will have a right to take more peyres for his char. And therefore the halach of menakele will apply to a kabon just like it applies to a chayker. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the machlokes harishanim according to the talmidei Rashba. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah. That I call kaminig hamedina, and if the minig is lachrish, acher v'acherish, on that our Gemara asks pshita. Our Gemara answers by saying leitzricha ba'asra duwe menachshi va'ozel iu v'nochish. Mahu detema amrei haid nochish na daita duwe krivnula. Kamash mulan di boy leifrushelei. Now that had he been mefarish, a pirish would have helped. We find the Torah brings down a machlokes harishanim. When would his pirish have helped? Do we say that his pirish would help if he was mefarish at the time that he was menachish? Or do we say that pirish only works if he was mefarish at the time that he was mekabo upon himself to work in the sada? Only then do we say that pirish works. Well, everyone has to understand pshat in this machlokes harishanim, if pirish only works at the time of the ikar kabonis, or pirish will even work at the time that he is being menachish. Well, everyone can explain pshat in the Machlokes HaRishonim based on the two tzadim that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the kabon. Is a kabon a shutif, or a kabon is only a payo, and he is mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSada? If we are to understand that a kabon is a regular payo, then as far as his chiyuv pu'ula, as far as what he is mechuyev to work for the Baal HaSada, can be changed during the course of his pu'ula. On the other hand, if we are to understand that a kabon is a shutif, then in order for pirish to work, one needs pirish at the time that they became shutfin. And the time that they became shutfin is the time that he was makabo all of the kabonos. And therefore, a pirish at the time of the kabonos will work, a pirish at the time of nichash will not work, since they are already shutfin. And the shutfus was a dait of the hachi, that he will be mechuyev to be chayrish. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the machlokes harishanim. As we mentioned before in our Mishnah, we find the following halacha: mekabel sada mechaveira v'beis hashochen oivei sa'ilan yaveish hamayim nikta sa'ilan einay menakele min chakurei emomer lechakoli sada beis hashochen zu oi sada beis ilan ze yaveish hamayim nikta sa'ilan menakele min chakurei. In the achrenim we find the following two kashas on the halacha of our Mishnah. In the Rishonim we find the following machlokes between the Ritva and the Ramban. What is the halacha if someone was seicher chamor for 30 days, and the chamor was mace after 15 days? Do we say that the seicher is only mechuyev to pay for 15 days worth of the chamor, since he only had the schiras of 15 days, or do we say that no, that the Seichel is mechuyev to pay the entire 30 days worth of the chamor, even though the chamor was mace in the middle of the 30 days. The Achrenim ask, if we are to understand, like the Shita of the Rishenim, that by mace a chamor, if the chamor died in the middle of the Schiras, a person is only mechuyev to pay up to the point of time that the chamor died, what is pshat in that we learned in our Mishnah, that by yavesh hamayim v'nikta tzal ilan einay menako e mincha kurei. Well, here the chakiras is over. And since the chakiras from now on is over, for that reason we should say that by yavesh hamayim v'nikta tzal ilan, he is no longer mechuyev to pay chakiras from the time from yavesh hamayim v'nikta tzal ilan. That is the kasha according to Rishenim will understand, that by mesa chamor one is only mechuyev to pay chakiras up to the point of time that the chamor was mace. If we are to understand like the other Rishenim, who say the one is mechuyev to pay the entire schiras, then the Achrenim ask what is pshat in that we learned in the Seifa of our Mishnah. That if he said, Sada beis hashochen zu, a sada beis ilan zeh, the loch is menakoy min chakurei, well here we should say that since he received a sada beis ilan, and since he received a sada beis hashochen, for that reason he should mechuyev to pay for the entire schiras, and he should mechuyev to pay the entire chakiras, and he should not be able to menakoy min chakurei, since the schiras is dependent upon what he received, even if what he received did not last out the entire period of his chiras. That is the second kasha that the Achrenim ask according to the other shita of the Rishenim. Now to answer the first kasha, what is pshat in the reisha of our Mishnah that we learn Tzeinim and Akhoim and Chakurei, and we do not say that just like by chiras and mesa chamar, the Rishenim that hold that the chiras is only up to the point that the chamar was mace, and so too we should say that the chiv chakiras is only up to the point that there was an ilan or a mayan, we find two mahalchim in the Achrenim. The Taz and Simon Shin Chaf Alf answers the kasha as follows. That we say that by Mesa Chamor one is only mechuyev to pay schiras up to the point of time that the Chamor was mace, is only because if the Chamor was mace, whatever he was seicher is not roi for anything. Whatever he was seicher is completely not roi. On the other hand, in the case of our Mishnah, even though it was niktzat ha'ilan v'yavesh hamayin, but still, the Sada is not considered completely not roi. And as long as the sod is a miktas roi, as long as what he was seicher is a miktas roi, we do not say that he only pays chiras up to the point of time that something happened to the object that he was seicher. That is a teretz of the Taz. The Nesivis, on the other hand, answers the kasha with a different mahalach. The Nesivis, as the Aruch HaShulchan explains pshat, and the Nesivis answers the kasha by saying that we say that by Yischiris one is only mechuyev to pay Yischiris up to the point of time that something happened to what he was seicher is only if something happened to the object that he was seicher. For example, by Mesa Chamor, the object that he was seicher was Neskalkala. On the other end, in the case of our Mishnah, that he was seicher Asada, the fact that it was Niktzat Tzeilan V'yavesh Hamayin is not considered a koko in the Guf Asada, and therefore no koko took place in the object that he was seicher. And for that reason, the halacha is einay menakoy min chakurei. But now we have to answer the second kasha. According to Rishenim, we say that by schiras he is mechuyev to pay the entire schiras, even if it was neskalkula umesa chamor. What is pshat in the seifa of our Mishnah? We say menakoy me chakurei. That is a kasha that Yashiv asks in the seifa Oris. So to answer this kasha, chayyav one has to say the following chiddush. That according to Rishenim, we understand that by schiras the halacha is one is mechuyev to pay the entire schiras, since he received the object that he was seicher, even though the object that he was seicher did not last throughout the period of his schiras, that is only by regular schiras. Since by regular schiras he has a kinyan in the guf of the chifetz for his tamshus, he was kinyan of the guf to mishtamish in the guf, and since he has a kinyan in the guf, for that reason, even though the guf did not last throughout the period of schiras, but still he is mechuyev to pay for the kinyan that he received in the guf. On the other hand, by chakiras, a chaker does not have a kinyan in the guf asada. And all a chaker has is that he has a schos in the peiros of the sada. And since he does not have a kinyan in the guf asada, for that reason, if something happened to the sada, the halacha will be menakoyim in chakurei, and he will not be mechuyev to pay for the kinyan, since he did not receive a kinyan in the guf asada. And so to Lachir is Mavur in the Mishnah Bikurim in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that the Mishnah says Arisen and Chakuris do not bring Bikurim. Had we said that Arisen and Chakuris have a kinyan in the Guf Asada, Lachir they should bring Bikurim just like anyone else has a kinyan, Guf or Peiros in the Sada, as we find in the Gemara Bava Basra and the Avkuf Hamavavam Beis. So clear from the Mishnah in Bikurim, one clearly sees that an Ares and a Chiker, even if they have a schos in the peiros of the Sada, but they do not have a kinyan in the Guf HaSada lepeirosah. That is a clear the Mahalak as far as how to answer the second Kasha of the Achrenim from the Seif of our Mishnah, and so to a clear one can prove from the Mishnah in Bikurim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.